Hello and welcome to Love Beyond Belief, a truly life-changing adventure and journey using EFT. So are you ready for Love Beyond Belief?
Hi, how you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing well, man. Actually, I'm having an interesting day. I'm in the midst of putting together an emergency paranormal investigative team for an event later today. So excitement afoot, and this is a nice change of pace from the day I've had so far.
That sounds very cool.
Yes. Yes, I think it's going to be.
Well, all right. Let us jump in to Love Beyond Belief, shall we?
Oh, that's...
The plan for this fourth session was manifesting love. We've been doing a lot of clearing of past things, and there may be other things that have come up, and it may be appropriate to bring those up today. It may be something that we look at next week. So go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And just check in with yourself. See how you're feeling about the whole relationship thing at this point in the series. Maybe it makes you want to make beeping sounds.
We're just covering up the swearing.
Hopefully that's not someone censoring themselves because they're swearing. This beep, beep, beep relationship stuff is so beep, beep, beep. So go ahead and check in with yourself and just see what's going on. So before we start, let's just, if anyone has something that they feel they need to talk about or they need to share, then and open that up, that possibility up for the moment. Is there anything that folks, you know, feel a need to share before we move on?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Am I unmuted? Oh.
Yep.
Okay. I am still dealing with my story.
Uh-huh.
This is why I'm not successful.
Well, you are 100% successful 100% of the time. It's just a question of what you're being successful at.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Being successful at staying in your comfort zone is what most of us are really successful at.
Excellent at it.
So, tell me about your story.
Oh, I'm the friendly one.
Oh, okay.
You darn friendly.
Yeah.
To the point where people high-five me.
I take it last week's speed dating didn't go well.
Actually, I had a great time with the speed dating.
Okay.
I left there feeling like $1 million. I mean, it's just the fast pace and making a connection fast. It's just whether or not you want to see the person again.
Mm.
Just because you don't want to see them doesn't mean it wasn't a good connection. Yeah. I had a great time.
So, everyone, go ahead and be tapping your collarbone point, or tapping other points.
Oh, and sorry, and I noticed other people's stories too. Lots of them, you know it right away.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm the nice guy. I'm the...
Yeah. Well, now, here's the interesting thing. Since the ultimate goal in life is to feel really good, you know, I mean, that's what we really want out of everything, whether it's money or relationships or health. What we want is to feel really good. You left there feeling like $1 million. That sounds extremely successful.
Mm-hmm. It does.
To go into any kind of event and come out feeling great and having a really fun time... You know, there's this perception that someone said is set up that if you don't walk away with a phone number, if you don't walk away with a new relationship, then it wasn't successful. And so when we can let go of this perception of what we have to get out of it, you know, I was once told that an upset is an unfulfilled expectation. So we have this expectation of what is supposed to happen. And when that doesn't happen, then, you know, we have this rule of, well, you have to feel, you know, you should feel bad about that. So even though you felt great, you didn't get what you were supposed to be going to get. It's like, well...
It didn't happen until I talked to someone else who said, oh, you didn't get anything?
Oh, no.
That's it. Don't listen to other people.
And you didn't say to her, I felt great. I got something. I definitely got something. You know, that may be, you may have gotten something better than anything, what anyone else got. I actually responded about this, and I'll share this with everyone else, the thing of, you know, I definitely had a history of being the guy who was too nice, and I had more than one woman say, you know, you're too nice, and I can't date you. In fact, can you just keep tapping? When I was 17 or so, my mom had taken me shopping for something. Where I went to high school, we rode horses, and my mom was taking me to get some, like, cowboy hat and some Western gear, and the woman helping us was just saying to my mom, your son is so sweet. Where were the men like that? And I wanted to say, oh, we were always there. You just were ignoring us. So it's you know, but it works out. And the whole thing about being friends, my wife and I were friends for 8 months before we went on a date. We were introduced and at church, and we sat together on every Sunday, and we were just friends. And you know, I would tell her about the people I was dating, and then it wasn't until 8 months later that you know, I walked her to her car after a Christmas party and kissed her, and she was like, huh? And the rest is history.
Aww.
And we're happily married, coming up on 11 years. So it does work out for nice, friendly people. Everyone close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And think about what your story is. Whatever your story is about why it doesn't seem to be working out, why you're not attracting what you want, why you couldn't or shouldn't have what you want. As you think about it, notice what physical feelings might come up. Tightness, anxiety, nausea, whatever it might be. Notice where in your body it might show up. Rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. As to how much you're buying into this story. Take another deep breath. And tap it on the side of the hand.
Even though I've still got this story.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I've still got this story. I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though I still have this story. About what's wrong with me. About the fact that there is something wrong with me. Which isn't a fact at all. Just part of my story. Even though I've got all this going on. I choose to deeply and completely. Love and forgive and accept myself. And anyone else. Who's buying into the same story. Or ever gave me the idea for this story. Eyebrow point.
This story that there is something wrong with me.
Out of the mouth. It's all make believe. Kalavan, it's not the truth. Out of the breast, but there's a part of me. Out of the arm that really wants to hang on to this. Top of it, there's a part of me. Eyebrow point that really wants to hang on to this belief. Side of the eye that there's something wrong with me.
On
the eye, it feels safer somehow. on her nose. Even though I know.
Even though I know.
I don't know. The Little Red Riding Hood.
That Little Red Riding Hood.
Cobblepot is just a story.
It's just a story.
Under the arm, there's a part of me.
There's a part of me.
Top of it that feels much safer.
That feels much safer.
Eyebrow point, believing.
Believing.
Sorry, that it's not a good idea.
That it's not a good idea.
Under the eye, to go walking in the woods by myself.
To go walking in the woods by myself.
I don't know. Even though it's just a story.
Even though it's just a story.
On mouth. There's elements that seem necessary for me.
There's elements that seem necessary for me.
Cobblepot, there are parts of my story.
There are parts of my story.
On the arm that I believe are protecting me.
That I believe are protecting me. Oop.
Top of the head. Like I'm too friendly.
Like I'm too friendly.
Eyebrow point. Too friendly to be in a relationship.
Too friendly to be in a relationship.
Sad AI. By most standards.
By most standards.
On AI, being friendly would be considered a good thing.
Being friendly would be considered a good thing.
On a nose. I don't want to let go of being friendly.
I don't want to let go of being friendly.
On a mouth. But I may still have some fear.
But I may still have some fear.
Collarbone, about being in a relationship.
About being in a relationship.
On the arm. How convenient it is, then.
How convenient it is, then.
Top of that, if I'm too friendly.
If I'm too friendly.
Eyebrow point. My story is working.
My story is working.
Sorry, to keep me safely in my comfort zone.
To keep me safely in my comfort zone.
I love that I'm being successful.
I love that I'm successful.
I love that I'm such a successful person.
I love that I'm such a successful person.
On a mouth. And since I'm so naturally successful.
And since I'm so naturally successful.
Cobblepot, I choose to allow myself to know.
I choose to allow myself to know.
On the arm, that I can be successful at whatever I want.
That I can be successful at whatever I want.
Top of it, if I can successfully stay out of a relationship.
If I can successfully stay out of a relationship.
Eyebrow point, I can successfully create one too.
I can successfully create one too.
Sadia, letting go of this story.
Letting go of this story.
Anya, letting go of this need for the story.
Letting go of this need for the story.
Anya, and part of my mind.
Part of my mind.
Anya mouth is screaming, no!
Is screaming, no!
Collarbone, don't let go of the story!
Don't let go of the story.
Anya, this is the story of our life.
This is the story of our life.
Top of it, it's what keeps us sane.
It's what keeps us sane.
Eyebrow points, what keeps us safe.
It's what keeps us safe.
Sorry, it's keeping me from things I want.
It's keeping me from things I want.
Anya, I'm taking that book off the shelf.
I'm taking that book off the shelf.
On a nose, and removing it from my library.
And removing it from my library.
On a mouth, this is not the story of my life.
This is not the story of my life.
Cobblepot, I get to write the story of my life.
I get to write the story of my life.
On the arm, I get to decide.
I get to decide.
Top of the head, what I'd think.
What I'd think.
Eyebrow point, will be my happily ever after.
Will be my happily ever after.
Sadia, and I'm writing that.
And I'm writing that.
Under the eye, I'm writing that.
I'm writing that.
I'm writing a happier story for myself.
I'm writing the happier story for myself.
On a mouth, letting go of the old story.
Letting go of the old story.
Collarbone, and some people might say.
And some people might say.
Anya, you can't rewrite a story.
You can't rewrite a story.
Top of it, you couldn't take a classic.
You couldn't take a classic.
Eyebrow point, like Little Red Riding Hood.
Like Little Red Riding Hood.
Sadi eye, and write a happily ever after for the wolf.
And write a happy ever after for the wolf.
Under the eye. But I can do this to my story.
But I can do this to my story.
I don't know, I can change it now.
I can change it now.
On a mouth, releasing the need.
Releasing the need.
Collarbone, to stay stuck.
To stay stuck.
On the arm, releasing it from every fiber of my being.
Releasing it from every fiber of my being.
Top of the head, and joyfully and gratefully moving forward.
Joyfully and gratefully moving forward.
Joyfully and gratefully moving forward.
Take a deep breath. I love hearing all those yawns. There's a lot of yawning going on. Shift, shift, shift. Shift happens.
You ever had someone pass out on you during a session, Brad?
You know, that came, actually, as you know, given that I do all my work by phone, it was very scary. Do I call 911? I don't have that person's address. I wouldn't even know where to send them.
We have an EFT emergency staff.
Hi, I just called somebody. I don't know where they are. I think they're in the Bay Area. And they just passed out. Could you go find them?
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully it turned out all right.
Yeah, it turned out all right.
Glad I asked.
And I bought a whole lot more insurance. But seriously, folks. So, any thoughts, comments, or questions about that last round?
Well, that felt like a good all-purpose round. You could use that for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Revisit that. Ow. Hello.
The universe is responding.
Yes. No need to press and hold. Just press once.
Definitely been wrestling with my story, so it was very interesting.
Okay. And we're going to keep on keeping on. So the so manifesting love, or anything that we want, there's a formerly four-step, now I've now made it a five-step process. I know, and I've been adverse to long steps, you know, like Brian Tracy is brilliant, but everything he does is like a 21-step process. Too much paperwork. So the process of manifesting, it's based on the Abraham Hicks manifestation process, but I added in the whole thing of clearing. So it's create it, clear it, live it, let go. And then the fifth step is get going. You know, it's a lot of the thing, and a lot of people talk about this work, and they say, oh, you know, just sitting and meditating is not going to get you what you want. And it's like, well, getting vibrational harmony with what you want is crucial. But there is a thing about getting into action. And I recently saw James Ray on a TV show, you know, and there's some psychologist saying why The Secret was dangerous. And, you know, people just thinking happy thoughts. It's just positive thinking repackaged.
God, no.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and you know, I can understand where he's coming from, wanting to get on national television. And so, you know, whether he believes what he's saying or not, I don't know. But, you know, but James made the good point of you do take action. You don't, you know, ultimately, at a certain stage of evolution, it would be great if we could just, you know, think positive thoughts and it just shows up. In The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, which is the book that The Secret was originally based on, he says, okay, when you think about allowing more money, it's not like the gold pulls itself out of the mountain, stamps itself as a coin, and rolls down the hill into your pocket. you need to go where the gold is. So, you know, going and doing speed dating or whatever it is, you know, so taking action is that last step. And I always talk about taking likely action, because so often we get so caught up in, oh, what's the right thing to do? I'm not going to do anything until I know what's the right thing to do. Oh, I could go speed dating, but no, I've heard bad things about speed dating, or that doesn't seem the real way, or I don't want to go to a bar, or whatever. It's just, but there are places you can meet people, you know? And without, you know, when you let go of the expectation, you can just take likely action. It's like, well, this is likely to move me in the direction that I'm going. It's likely to get me introduced to new people or to meet new people. And the person that I meet, you know, you can go speed dating and somebody high-fives you and says, you are so great. You know what? I have a friend that would be perfect for you. Or, you know, I think that you're so great you know what? You have so much in common with this person, this friend of mine, and you know, and that person might lead you to somebody. You never know who knows who. So it's just taking likely action and letting go of the need for it to come out a certain way.
Now, is it specific, when you mean likely action specific oriented to, you know, in this case, dating, or is it being out there, taking action, living your life, being, you know, out there in an open way where you're open to it showing up?
Yeah, I think of it as action towards whatever the intended goal is. You know, if the goal is to meet someone, then taking likely action. I mean, you know, we take action naturally. You know, we're always doing something. We hopefully aren't just sitting in front of the TV watching all day long. So we're in life, but also taking action that seems likely to move you in the direction of an intended goal. So if the goal is meeting someone, then, you know, again, into a relationship, then going out and doing things that are more social. Sign up for an online dating thing, you know. Sign up with Enlightened Dating at enlightendating.com. You know, taking the kind of action that's likely to move that. If you're in a relationship, then it's a matter of how to improve the relationship. Taking likely action in terms of that, you know, setting up more together time, setting up, a chance to have a talk about something, looking for mutual interests, you know, discussing something that's been bothering you. So taking, you know, and not worrying about, oh, I've got to do it absolutely right. I have to find the right way to make this happen. Just take action that seems likely based on your best knowledge at this point, and just let the universe know, okay, you know, I want to get over here. I'm not going to ask you to just pick me up and sweep me over there. I'm going to start walking. And, you know, it said that when we move, when we start moving, Providence moves too, and all kinds of things happen.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So,
can you go through...
We let the universe know that we're serious.
What was the steps in the order that you gave them before?
Okay. So, again, it's create it, clear it, live it, let go, and finally, get going. So, create it. Go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now, the first step in the original Abraham Hicks thing was find out what you don't want. And I always like to think positively. So create it is just setting down what you want. And sometimes it's hard to know what we want, and so it helps to say, okay, what do I have right now that I don't want, and what's the opposite of that? So creating it is just right now thinking about what you really want. So, in this case, imagine having a relationship. Imagine being with someone. Thinking in your mind, I am so happy and grateful now that I have this person in my life. And imagining, you know, maybe imagine yourself someplace special with them. You know, that could be on a beach or on a yacht. Could be in bed. You know, whatever works for you. However you want to see this at the moment. And just imagine, you know, imagine having that wonderful relationship. Just knowing, I have this wonderful relationship in my life right now. You know, and setting, you know, and you can write out the parameters. So just thinking about it right now, think about things that you would prefer about this person. And always in positive terms, you know. We don't want to be saying, I'm so happy and grateful now that I have this person in my life who isn't physically abusive. Because all that your energy system picks up is physically abusive. I want somebody physically abusive. Okay, great. We're making it happen now. So, I'm so happy and grateful that I have this person who treats me with love and tenderness and who touches me in a loving way and really focusing on those things that you want. I'm so happy and grateful that I have this person who shares the same spiritual ideas as I do, who has the same love of life that I do, who is as enlightened as I am becoming, who is, you know, so really creating, what's that that picture that, you know? So when you're ordering something, you know, it's like, okay, how do you want that? You know, when you're at the restaurant, you ask for a meal, you know, how do you want that? So this is the creating, is placing your order.
So how specific can you or should you get?
Well, and you can be as specific as you like. The danger is if you say a specific person. I recently had someone who had a specific actor in mind. Said, I want this person. I said, okay, well, it's not necessarily that person in particular. It's aspects of that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person has a sexy voice, or this person has a smoldering look or something. I don't know.
So he can look like Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Just clarifying. Thank you.
absolutely. You know, and then at the end we say, this or something better for the highest good of all concerned. Because the universe knows better than we do what's for our highest good. So, you know, it... You know, when we say that we want, and that's why if we say a specific person, then if it's not, you know, there may be somebody out there who's even better. And that's not to say, for those of you who are already in a relationship, you know, keep your options open. but there may be aspects about that person that you're looking to change or something, and recognizing that there is something, that there may be something in there that's for your highest good, that's moving you in the direction that you choose to be in. So, you know, you can be as specific as you like, as long, just with the caveat of saying, this or something better for the highest good of all concerned. And, you know, if you want to say, okay, I'm so happy and grateful that I have this person in my life who is, you know, who's tall. If you like tall people, then what is there something about tall people that gives you a certain feeling? So you can say, I'm so happy and grateful that I get this feeling when I'm with this person, that I allow myself to feel this way with this person, rather than saying this person has to be 6'7". You know, because what happens then is we set ourselves up for the option to keep in our comfort zone. Remember, we have a comfort zone that wants us to stay safely put. And so, the more specific we are, if we say this person has to be 6'7", then somebody shows up and they're 6'6½", it's like, I'm sorry, you just aren't going to make the cut. And the comfort zone, you know, retreats back and says, well, you know, I have these criteria, this criteria has to be met. And it's like, no, what is the feeling? That's the most important thing, is what is the feeling that you get? If you, for any criteria that you have, you know, if the person has to look like Johnny Depp, why is that? What is the feeling that you expect? That
it's just an example, Brad.
Pardon me?
It was just an example, Brad.
Oh, no, I know. And I understand that. And I'm forwarding the example along to you. I've co-opted your example.
Yes.
So, you know, saying, okay, why is it that, you know, what is it about this criteria that I've set that I believe it'll make? Mm. Because everything that we say that we want is because we believe that that's going to give us a good feeling. You know, if we say that we want a Mercedes-Benz, it's because we believe that a Mercedes-Benz is going to make us feel good, either because it's a status symbol or it's a well-made car or whatever it might be. But what we're really going for is the feeling that we believe that it's going to invoke.
Right. So state it in the positive from the feeling place.
Yeah.
You know, as we're going through this step, too, I've done this step before, and I always get to a place where my mind kicks in and goes, oh, well, aren't we setting our stakes pretty high here? Expectations being met, ha! Huh? So
it comes up
with
a lovely that Dwayne reminded me of. It's too good to be true.
Yes, exactly. Because
yeah.
Your mind just gets right in there, which I was just going to say, I'm assuming that's why you had to create it before to clear it.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So it leads us into step two. Clear it. what are these beliefs that come up? And one of the big ones is, it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
I don't deserve it. This couldn't happen. I'm too friendly. You know, whatever it is. Or I have no right to ask for that. Maybe there's something there that it's not congruous with, is that a word, congruous? With who we are. You know, I've taken a vow of celibacy. I'm a priest. Okay. Manifesting a romantic relationship is not congruent with, you know, that would be something that's going to be hard to clear. So making a list of all of those things of what that fear is, of why you couldn't or shouldn't have it. And that's, you know, part of what we've been going through over the last previous 3 weeks is clearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a round on that, and we'll use the too good to be true.
Okay.
So quickly imagine yourself in that relationship with this wonderful person. And given that you are a magnificent child of God, there is no one who is too wonderful for you. There is no one who is too good for you. But recognizing, as you imagine yourself with this person, any feeling that you might have that it's too good to be true. Recognize where you feel that. Rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. And please do tap with me, side of the hand. Even though this seems too good to be true.
Even though this seems too good to be true?
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though this would be too good to be true.
Even though this would be too good to be true.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though this would be too good to be true.
Even though this would be too good to be true.
It's too much to ask for.
It's too much to ask for.
That I could have a wonderful relationship.
That I could have a wonderful relationship.
It's too ridiculous to think.
It's too ridiculous to think.
That all this mumbo jumbo.
That all this mumbo jumbo.
Is going to create that relationship for me.
Is going to create that relationship for me.
Because I haven't had it before.
Because I haven't had it before.
Or I have and I gave it up.
Or and I have I gave, and I gave it up.
All these reasons.
All these reasons.
Why this is all too good to be true.
Why this is all too good to be true.
And even though I think it's too good to be true.
And even though I think it's too good to be true.
I deeply and completely. Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love, forgive, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who's been disappointed in their lives.
Who's been disappointed in their lives.
And took it out on me.
Took it out on me.
By convincing me that some things were too good to be true.
By convincing me that some things were too good to be true.
Eyebrow point, it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
Side eye, it's too good to be true.
Too good to be true.
On the eye, it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
On us, this could all work out.
That this could all work out.
On a mouth, it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
Collarbone, that I could have a quality person in my life.
That I could have a quality person in my life.
On the breast, it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
On the arm, that I could really be happy.
That I could be really happy.
Top of the head, it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
Eyebrow point, that I could have a happily ever after.
That I could have a happily ever after.
Side of the eye, I choose to clear this belief.
I choose to clear this belief.
Out of the eye, because it's nonsense.
Because it's nonsense.
On a nose, nothing is too good to be true.
Nothing is too good to be true.
On a mouth, because I can look around.
Because I can look around.
Cousin, I can look on TV.
I can look on TV.
On the arm, I can read the paper.
I can read the paper.
Top of that, I can hear stories.
I can hear stories.
Eyebrow point, of wonderful things.
Wonderful things.
Side of the eye, that are happening to other people.
That are happening to other people.
Out of the eye. So where do I get this idea?
So where do I get this idea?
On us, that it's too good to be true.
That it's too good to be true.
On a mouth, because if it's happening for other people.
Because if it's happening for other people.
Collarbone, then it must be true.
Then it must be true.
Under the arm, if it was too good to be true.
If it's too good to be true.
Top of it, to have a happy relationship.
To have a happy relationship.
Eyebrow point, nobody would be having it.
No one would be having it.
Side of the eye, if it was too good to be true.
If it was too good to be true.
Under the eye, to have a relationship with someone who meets my criteria.
To have a relationship with someone that meets my criteria.
Under the nose, then nobody would be doing it.
Then no one would be doing it.
Under the mouth, Because there's a woman out there.
Because there's a woman out there.
Collarbone, who's in a relationship with Johnny Depp.
Who's in a relationship with Johnny Depp.
Funny arm. So while he may not be available.
While he may not be available.
Top of the head. There are wonderful guys out there.
There are wonderful guys out there.
Eyebrow point. There are wonderful women out there.
There are wonderful women out there.
Side of the eye. There are people out there.
There are people out there.
Out of the eye. And given.
And given.
On us, that there's over 6 billion people on the planet.
That there's over 6 billion people on the planet.
On a mouth. If I'm looking for someone.
If I'm looking for someone.
Collarbone, who's one in a million.
Who's one in a million.
On the arm, then there's thousands of those.
And there's thousands of those.
Top of the head, because I'm doing the math.
Because I'm doing the math.
Eyebrow point, and given that kind of number.
And given that kind of number.
Side eye, it hardly seems too good to be true.
It hardly seems too good to be true.
On the eye, it's more like obvious.
It's more like obvious.
On the nose, that it can happen.
That it can happen.
On a mouth, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Collarbone, that it can happen.
That it can happen.
Out of the arm, I'm allowing it to happen.
I'm allowing it to happen.
Top of it, I'm allowing it to happen.
I'm allowing it to happen.
Eyebrow point, I'm allowing it to happen.
I'm allowing it to happen.
Side of the eye, it's not too good to be true.
It's not too good to be true.
Out of the eye. Because I can look at this world.
Because I can look at this world.
Out of the nose, and I can recognize.
And I can recognize.
Out of mouth, that there are some really fantastic things.
That there are some really fantastic things.
Come on, fantastic people.
It's fantastic people.
Under the arm, fantastic experiences.
Fantastic experiences.
Top of the head. And those are true.
And those are true.
Eyebrow point. So what can be too good to be true?
So what could be too good to be true?
Side eye. How could anything be too good to be true?
How could anything be too good to be true?
Under the eye. And maybe I've been feeling.
Maybe I've been feeling.
Under those. It's just too good to be true for me.
It's just too good to be true for me.
On a mouth, I can't have that.
That I can't have that.
Collarbone, and I've been 100% successful.
And I've been 100% successful.
On a mouth, proving myself right.
At proving myself right.
Top of the head, but that's no big trick.
But that's no big trick.
Eyebrow point. I could go to a restaurant.
I can go to a restaurant.
Side eye, and refuse service.
And refuse service.
On the eye, and say, well, I never get served.
And say, well, I never get served.
On a nose, but I created that.
But I created that.
On a mouth, it's no trick.
It's no trick.
Collarbone, avoiding things that are good.
Avoiding things that are good.
On the arm, anybody can do it.
Anyone can do it.
Top of the head, but it doesn't prove.
But it doesn't prove.
Eyebrow point, the good things aren't available.
The good things aren't available.
Side eye, just proves that I'm stubborn.
Just proves that I'm stubborn.
On a, and I choose to clear that.
And I choose to clear that.
As I choose to release that.
I choose to release that.
On a mouth, I choose to let that go.
I choose to let that go.
Collarbone, I choose to let that go.
I choose to let that go.
On a, I'm allowing myself to heal.
Allowing myself to heal.
Top of it, and recognize that nothing's too good to be true.
Recognize that nothing's too good to be true.
And take a deep breath. Keep tapping collarbone or whatever. Remember that we create our reality. So when we say this is too good to be true, we can create the evidence for that. It's easy. We'll create the evidence for whatever in order to be right. Funny thing about human beings, we love to be right. Sometimes we'd rather be right than happy. But if we can create the evidence, we can create the evidence of whatever we want, including wonderful relationships do happen, loving relationships do happen. And they do. So. Take a deep breath. Now, after we've gone through and we've cleared different things, doing clearing work on the different things that come up, or the reasons why it can't happen, and when you do this and you make your list of why it can't happen and you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, watch those numbers come down, clearing out those old reasons because they're bogus. No matter what evidence has shown up, still bogus. Anything that has shown up that says you're unlovable is a lie, no matter how many times it may have shown up. No matter how credible the source seems to be, it's not true. And so we keep clearing those things out. Then we move into live it, and this is where we get into vibrational harmony with what we want. We did that a little bit on the create it step, but now it's really allowing ourselves to do this. So go ahead and close your eyes. And just really now imagine, especially having let go of some of this old idea that it was too good to be true, recognizing that nothing is too good to be true, nothing is too wonderful to happen, nothing is too good to last. Imagine yourself again in this relationship with this person. And just allow it to feel really good. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Allowing your body to relax. So your mind has the freedom to really create this. And as it creates it, allowing your body to be actively involved to the extent that it is feeling positive feelings. So as you think about being with someone, maybe think about some place that would be fun to go, something that would be fun to do together. Maybe imagining, you know, however you want to imagine it. It could be you imagining you're reading a love letter that they've sent you. And they're just telling you how much they love you. Just imagine yourself feeling so loved. Just feel how that feels in your body. You know, feel, maybe feel your body moving around. It just feels so good to have this feeling of being loved, knowing that you are loved because you are. You may not be aware yet of who that exact person is that's loving you, but you are loved. There is love for you here, more than you can even imagine. And just feeling that love in your body, feeling it flow through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. Allowing that to feel exciting. Maybe at this point you're feeling so good that you've got to move. So, you know, maybe you've got your eyes closed, maybe you need to open them, maybe it's a feeling like you want to be pumping your fists in the air going, yes! Maybe it's a feeling like you want to dance and just like, yes! It feels so good. This feeling of being in love, this feeling of being loved, this feeling of happiness, this joy, this gratitude. Feel the gratitude flowing through. This gratitude for a happy situation in your life. This source of fun, this source of joy, just feeling the gratitude for that, just allowing that to build. With each breath you take, allowing yourself to feel really good about that. Just going, yes, you do deserve this. Allowing yourself to feel it, allowing yourself to experience right now how you would imagine having this person telling you how much they love you, how wonderful you are, doing fun things with you, sharing experiences. Allow yourself to feel how good that would feel right now and allow it to build more and more and more and feel it and just allow it to feel so good. And maybe you just want to go, yeah! And if that's what you want to do, then go ahead and do that. And just allow this to flow through your body. Just feel how good that feels. And as you're feeling how good that feels, you are in vibrational harmony with it, and you're activating the law of attraction, and you're drawing it to you. And it's like that person is picking that up and going, ah, that's where I need to be going. It's like a magnet. You're putting out the call, the scent, the pheromones, whatever it is. And you're drawing that to you. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And it's possible that going through this process, through step three, you may come up with more things to go back and do step two on. You may come up with more things to clear. But does anyone want to share what they just went through?
I felt tears of joy.
Cool. Love tears of joy.
I felt I was almost there, Brad, but I wasn't there. Like I was dancing on the edge of joy.
Okay. Any idea what was holding you back?
No, I tried to feel if it was, my gut clenches, and I don't know if I'm holding it back or if it's just not there yet for me.
Okay. Say, I can't allow myself to feel it yet.
I can't allow myself to feel it yet.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how true does that feel?
Doesn't feel very true at all.
Okay. Just a little bit to clear there, then. Side of the hand. And this is, something to go through with this, the LIVIC process. Which I also call live it and love it. Even though I'm not completely there yet.
Even though I'm not completely there yet.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm still holding back a bit.
Even though I'm still holding back a bit.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I was almost there, but not quite.
Even though I was almost there, but not quite.
I was dancing on the edge. But some part of me. Said you can't fully be there. Because this is just make-believe. Or some other reason. Doesn't really matter what the reason was. Because I'm letting those reasons go. I deserve to feel joy. And I'm letting it rip. And even though I was holding myself back. I deeply and completely. Love and forgive and accept myself. And anyone else.
Who's
caused me to believe this way. Eyebrow point.
I couldn't quite get there.
Ade, I'm still holding myself back. Anamath, I have reasons.
Kalduin,
for just dancing on the edge.
Ade,
I'm but not fully allowing it. Tabin, maybe my mind is saying. Eyebrow point. Oh, this is just make believe. Sadiai. This is just silly. Ade, getting excited about something that you don't have. Ade knows. Now that's silly. Anamel. What's silly? Kalduin is blocking myself from getting excited. Ade arm. If this was a real reason. Top of that, I would never enjoy going to the movies. Eyebrow point, because I would get nothing out of it. Sadiai, I'd say it's all make-believe. Anya, I can't experience emotions about this. Anamath, that would be ridiculous. Anamath, allowing myself to feel something. Kalduin, about a lot of hooey. Out of the arm. I wouldn't bother to read books. Because I wouldn't allow them. Eyebrow point, to evoke any emotion from me. Sadia, because they're not real to my life. Anya, how can I get excited? It's about something that's not there. Anya, which begs the question. Kalduin, what makes me so sure? Anya, that it's not there. Tophead, why am I so certain? Eyebrow point, that this person I'm excited about. Sadia, isn't there. Anya, I have tons of belongings. Anya, that I know that I have. Anamount, that I can't see right now. Kalduin, unless I'm in the garage. Anya, I can't see my car. Top of the head, but I know it's there. Eyebrow point. I can allow myself to be excited about that. Sadia, because I know it's there. what I choose to let go of.
What I choose to let go of.
Is this doubt.
Is this doubt.
On about that the person is there.
That the person's there.
Goblin, they're already there.
They're already there.
Because anyone is not born yet.
Because anyone that's not born yet.
Top of that is going to be way too young for me.
It's going to be way too young for me.
Eyebrow point. So the person I'm drawing into my life. So
the person I'm drawing into my life.
Sadia is already out there.
It's already out there.
I choose to know that now.
I choose to know that now.
I choose to feel excited about that now.
I choose to feel excited about that now.
I'm off letting go of all my reasons.
Letting go of all my reasons.
Cobham, why I couldn't get excited.
Why I couldn't get excited.
I'm letting go of all my reasons.
Letting go of all my reasons.
Tophead, why I couldn't feel joy.
Why I couldn't feel joy.
Eyebrow point, and allowing that joy to flow.
Allowing that joy to flow.
Sadia, because all of the things.
Because all the things.
That I believe will bring me joy.
That I believe will bring me joy.
Those persons, places, and things.
Persons, places, and things.
On a mouth, are already out there.
Already out there.
Cobb, and I'm allowing myself to feel that now.
Allowing myself to feel that now.
I'm gratefully allowing the joy.
Gratefully allowing the joy.
Top of it, letting it flow through my body.
Letting it flow through my body.
And take a deep breath. So, whatever you want is already there. The part of us that says, can't get excited about it, it's not here. We've spent our lives doing that, getting excited about things that we don't have right there in our hands.
That's a huge part of it with the visualizations that you've done today, Brad, and we're in the middle of a weight loss consciousness experiment on newsforthesoul.com right now, and a huge piece of it, of success, of creating anything that we want, besides working with wonderful people like Brad and clearing out our crap, is the believability factor, being able to lock onto the total belief, unfailing, immovable knowing. That it's there, and it's we're having it. That's it.
Yeah, and just continue tapping here on the collarbone or other places. Anything, pretty much anything any of us wants, somebody's done it or had it, which means it can be done, which means it exists. And even if it hasn't been done before, that doesn't mean it can't happen. The idea of a civilian traveling in space was like unheard of. All these people who could talk about, I'd love to travel in space, but I don't want to become an astronaut. Well, now it's happening that, people, if they fork up enough money, then they get to go into space. So this idea of it would have seemed completely unbelievable. I mean, it was unbelievable that we would go into space in the first place. Even, just before all the space programs began, the head of the British Science Department said space travel is utter bilge. Couldn't happen. In the 1880s, the director of the U.S. Patent Office petitioned Congress to close the office because he said everything that could be invented has been invented.
We're done. That's funny.
So, he was wrong. About 90% of the things we use in daily life had not been invented at that point. So we have to keep challenging what we say is believable. It's like, okay, whenever our mind says it's too good to be true, that's unbelievable, it's not here, it doesn't exist, it's like, how do you know? I gotta challenge that. For people who say, I want to make a living doing this, but you can't make a living doing what you love, I beg to differ. I know I'm doing it. I know a lot of people who are doing it, making a great living doing what they love. And same with creating relationships. There are people, myself included, who are in wonderful relationships you know, and so it's out there, and each of us is just as deserving as the next person. There isn't anything that's impossible. You know, and even the things that we would say are impossible, like space travel without a rocket ship. We don't know. You know? Wayne Dyer once said, you know, someone said, you know, how can you go to a talk at places where they talk about reincarnation? That's ridiculous. He goes, I don't know that reincarnation is ridiculous. I don't know that it doesn't happen. We don't know. You know, so you can only answer, you can't ever honestly say, I can't do a thing, or something is impossible. You can only honestly say, I don't know how yet. If I said, can you fly without an airplane? You can't say, no, I can't. You can only say, I don't know how to yet. And it may not be something you're interested in learning how to do, which is fine. But nothing is impossible.
Really challenging all that mind frick at all times, I think, too. Like your example with the patent office is brilliant because, you know, look at some of the things we used to think we know or knew. You know, the Earth wasn't flat, surprise, hello, and tons of other things turned out to be, oh, not true as well. So,
yeah.
You know, really challenging everything that your brain tells you that it thinks it knows.
Absolutely. I love using the example of the flat Earth because, you know, for all the evidence they had, it just was never true.
And they were so sure.
You know, so whatever evidence is coming up about why something shouldn't be true or why, you know, why it's not there, while that person of your dreams isn't there, that person of your dreams is there. As I said, because if they're not born yet, they're too young for you. If you're on this phone call. So that means that they must be out there. And they are. It's just a matter of attracting them to you. So the last, you know, formerly the last step then would be let go. And that's the thing of just saying, okay, it's when a farmer plants a seed, he doesn't sit there and stare at it and go, grow, 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 where are you? Come on, come out of the ground. You know, it's like, okay, you nurture it however is needed. But, you know, it kind of goes back to what we tapped on in the, I believe, the second week. I don't know, it was the first or the second week, about there's nothing wrong here. There's nothing wrong if the person hasn't shown up or if the relationship isn't exactly the way you want it at this moment right now. Letting go of the need for it to be different right now. Because when we hold on to this need of, it's got to happen now. If with the speed dating thing, it's like, okay, I've done 3 weeks of Love Beyond Belief. When I go to this, it's got to turn out into a match. You know, and you come in with that kind of energy. That's, definitely not going to get any high fives. You get a lot of people staring at you going, okay, time to move on.
Why is she tapping her head?
What is that look in the eyes? It's not turning me on. Kind of scaring me off. So it's saying, you know, it's getting back to that thing of letting go of this need for it to be a certain way and going, okay, you know what? It's happening. I've planted the seed. I've planted the seed, you know. I watched pot never boils. I've put the pot of water on the stove. I've turned the burner on. Now I can just walk away. It's going to boil. It's going to boil. It's happening. And, you know, and then step five, taking likely action. You know, it's like, okay, what could I do today that would move me in that direction? You know, and doing with that, with the idea of letting go, you know, I can go speed dating. I don't have to meet the person of my dreams at this event. I'm just going to let it go, but I'm going to keep moving forward. You know, I'm going to keep walking, whether, you know, and if I come to a dead end, I'll make a detour and I'll move somewhere else. I don't have to worry about it being perfect. I don't have to get upset if it's not perfect. If I'm walking in a particular direction and, you know, like if you enjoy doing mazes, You know, if you're doing the maze and you go along, you're probably not going to enjoy mazes too much. If you go along and you find that you come to a dead end, it's like, oh, I'm such a stupid person. I'm so bad at this. It's probably going to, you know, take away from the whole joy of the activity.
Definitely.
So it's saying, okay, you know, I want to get to the end, and I'm going to move. You know, you can't sit there and look at the maze and not do anything.
So you're clearly visualizing the goal, but you're not attached to the attainment in any
absolutely
particular way.
Letting go of the attachment. Letting go. So step four is letting go, or letting go and letting God. I'm going, okay, I've planted the seed, God, universe, creative force, whatever. Take it away from here. And in the meantime, just to let you know that I really do want this, I'm going to do action on my part, too. But I'm not going to worry about whether or not it's the right action. You know, I'll go to speed dating, but I'm not going to worry about whether it's a match. You know, because the person I meet, the right person for me, I could meet somewhere totally different. And it may have nothing to do with the speed dating. But I'm letting the universe know that I'm putting myself out there and that this is something I'm interested in. And that I'm willing to play a part in it.
Well, as far as the action, I'd like to put in something for people as an option. You mentioned enlightendating.com earlier. Anybody listening or participating, whether it's live or later on, through buying this program, can sign up to enlightendating.com for a totally free 6-month membership.
Wow.
So there we go. There's something you can do.
It's likely action. It's easy action.
And it's now free.
Yeah.
Well, for 6 months.
So
here's what you need to do that. Just send me an email, nicole@newsforthesoul.com, and I'll send you an email back with how to sign in. So we created that form, you know, for, it's sort of been waiting for its time to come. It's open and we're, you know, building membership, but there needs to be places for people that are like-minded, to, you know, to go and take that action. I mean, the people on this call probably wouldn't get too much out of, hey, baby, what's your sign in a bar, you know? We need to up it a notch and have other venues, so... That was the intention behind the purpose. And there's a lot of educational programs like this one available through the website there too, so it kind of, the support continues. That is the intention behind it. So enlightendating.com. There you go. All right.
Cool. So there's some likely action today.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of our fourth session. Thoughts, comments, questions about this process?
It's very quiet.
I've explained it so brilliantly.
You've covered everything.
Thank you, Brad.
So, in terms of, sometimes the question comes up, how often, you know, maybe on a daily basis, doing the live it part, you know, and taking some time. You know, we do all kinds of little things to enjoy ourselves. You know, maybe so often people watch television shows that are, you know, they'll devote a whole hour to a television show that they might get a little bit of enjoyment out of. Take a minute or two to vividly imagine yourself feeling loved. It's completely healthy. It's not a waste of time. It draws good things to you. Spend some time doing that. And if you find yourself coming up, you know, I had trouble getting to that feeling, or I had some other thoughts, then you go back to step two and you do some more clearing. You know, visualize clear, visualize clear. And allow yourself to get into that that positive feeling. And then, you know, when you let it go. And again, go back, go through your day doing, you know, living your life. Continue living your life. Trusting that you have planted the seed.
You know, there's an interesting metaphor that's coming up, but a funny thing that my kids do when they're trying to find something, they'll always, you know, want to basically stop putting out the effort, so I'll go look for it
whatever it is they're looking for them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always say to them, have you found what you're looking for? No. Well, then you're not done looking yet, are you? So keeping the energy and intention on it and making that a bit of a discipline, I think, is perhaps part of it. Like you say, revisiting it daily.
There's a joke I think I saw it in a comic strip once where someone was looking for something and they said, well, you know it's going to be in the last place you look for it. And the person said, well, of course it's going to be the last place. Why would I continue looking after I found it?
We say funny things, don't we?
So.
So true.
For me, that I noticed is that you have to be kind of aware that there are things different going on out there when you're doing this work.
Yes.
And, you know, even the whole speed dating thing hadn't come across my radar. And then over the past couple of weeks, all of a sudden, I got an email from a friend saying, hey, have you been to this?
Because who's creating your reality?
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that we, as we start to, there's a thing in our brain called the reticular activating system. And it's this thing that picks up, because there are so many bits of information coming at us all the time that we need a way to pick it out. So if you decide, if you're shopping for a car and you're thinking, you know what, I'd really like to, I'm environmentally conscious, I want to get a Prius. You're going to start noticing Priuses everywhere. Because your mind starts picking them out. You're seeing all these different cars, and your mind isn't constantly going Chevy, Ford, Buick, Mercedes, Chevy, Toyota, Buick. You'd go crazy. But if you're thinking about a particular car, you're going to start noticing, going, man, there's a lot of people driving Priuses these days.
Yeah, it's interesting how the brain does that, but there is that magical synchronistic element beyond that, the brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I bet you if he went through his emails, he didn't have any other emails about speed dating, you know? Not that you're ever going to see enlightened speed dating, but, you know.
Well, and what I wrote an article about this called Manifesting Red Pickup Trucks, because I had... Quick story. I know we're over time here, and I want to honor people's time. So, if you don't want to hear my red pickup story, I won't be offended if you. I was a friend of mine from hypnosis school was doing hypnosis on me, and I threw in this suggestion that I would feel confident when I see the color red. That's something I learned from somebody. And when I left my friend's office, I saw a red pickup truck, and I thought, great, it's like a confidence pickup. Pick me up of confidence. On the drive home, I saw no fewer than 20 red pickup trucks. I was manifesting them like crazy. For the next 3 weeks, I would just think red pickup truck, and within 30 seconds, I would see one. So I was just manifesting them left and right, until finally, after 3 weeks, I was driving me mad, because I couldn't stop thinking about it. I gotta knock this off. So I kind of let that go. But then over time, over the past couple of years, this is several years ago that I did this, every so often I'll just test it. And my son will do this. I told my son about this, and he'll say, Daddy, do it. And there's once that I was doing it, and I thought, okay, I'm going to manifest a red pickup truck. And like 3 minutes went by and nothing. It's like, oh, man. And I pulled off on the street, and within the next 5 blocks, I saw 5 red pickup trucks. So were those red pickup trucks there before? Am I really creating my reality? I mean, really at an atomic level, moment by moment? Who knows? Is it the reticular activating system, or is that just a scientific way that we explain? I mean, we've come up with all kinds of scientific explanations for things that are miraculous.
That's right.
So whether it is a reticular activating system, or whether it is actual loaves and fishes kind of manifesting, you manifested that email, then who knows? And frankly, who cares?
But you know what's going to happen today, Brad? We're all going to be going and doing the red pickup truck thing now. That's a given.
Well, feel confident when you do. So, alrighty, you lovely people. I hope you're feeling lovable, because I'm loving you so much right now. And so much so that we're going to do this again next week and be thinking about things that, you know, here's what's still coming up for me, here's a question that I had, you know, things like that. And just think about that and bring that, you know, you can send me an email over the next week. A couple of folks have been, you know, sending me emails. Or just show up next Wednesday and say, you know, here's what I'm feeling, here's what I'm experiencing, here's something that I think could use some clearing, and I'd like some guidance on how to clear it. All right?
Yay. Well, thank you, Ben. I'm so glad we're doing an extra week. It's been an amazing journey so far, and I can't wait to read some of those emails, too. So, but we love you, Brad. Thank you so much.
My
pleasure.
Love
you. Thank you.
You. I love that feeling.
Thank you.
We're loving you beyond belief.